Welcome to the Urantia Radio Podcast. I'm Jim Watkins, and in a moment we'll get underway, but I just wanted to preface the introduction. We're going to talk about the question of if the Urantia book is channeled. If you're into channeled works, this might be of interest to you, but in this episode, we're going to set the record straight. Thanks for joining me on this edition of the Urantia Radio Podcast.
Our sister will be with us soon. Sister Otome, grant us the gift of your all-seeing presence. Appear before us now.
Mrs. Santiago?
Buenos dias.
I understand you wish to contact your husband. But you know, Mrs. Santiago, there's no telling about that other world. So you've got to be a believer, Mrs. Santiago. Are you a believer?
See, I believe.
Then let us begin.
I want to do this because it's something that I picked up in the forum, which is at truthbook.com. A forum, or the forum, is a place where people who read or have questions about the Urantia book are allowed to discuss topics of all kinds. It's been around for a while. If you haven't checked it out, it's a great place to jump in and ask questions or get feedback and learn what other people think about the Urantia book. And one of the recurring questions that seems to always arise is whether or not the Urantia book was a channeled book. And there have been books written about this, and I've studied it, folks. I've read about it. I've read the histories. I've read, two or three different histories. The confusion about the book being channeled is because there's confusion as how the papers materialized. And the papers were not written by a man who was asleep. That was the introductory conversations that were going on with William Sadler as he was treating his patient. Now, there's a couple of important things that distinguish between channeling and how something like the Urantia book was materialized. First of all, if you were sitting in the room when the books were being materialized, you would have observed nothing. You might have observed maybe a pencil writing apparently by itself on pieces of paper endlessly, but you would not have seen a man who was sleeping writing blindly. You would not have seen his wife writing blindly. You would not have seen a human being writing the Urantia book, because a human being did not write the Urantia book. It is true that the sleeping subject was aware of the process by which the revelation was being delivered, but he was not a participant in the information. The writers are self-evident. Each of the papers, of the 196 papers of the Urantia book, have an author. The author clearly identifies him or herself at the end of every paper, with the exception of the Urantia book, the fourth part, where it talks about the life and teachings of Jesus. And that's because of the collective works of the Midwayer Commission, who sponsored those papers with the authority of Gabriel and the Ancients of Days. So if you're following me on this, normally a channeled work involves one person who is allegedly communicating with either a spirit or the spirit, spiritual entity is supposedly speaking through and using the person in which to channel. So, for example, we know that A Course in Miracles claims to be a channeled work. The Urantia book is not a channeled work. The Urantia book never claims to be a channeled work. William Sadler spent years, decades telling people no human being wrote the book. And even the authors of the book are specific that they did not want any human association with the Urantia papers. For a couple of reasons. One, because it's true, there were no people involved in the writing of the Urantia papers. And two, even if there were, they wouldn't have wanted that process to occur, because then we'd have another religion, we'd have another cult of personality. There's no mystery here. Midwayers can move objects. Midwayers are our spiritual cousins, slightly higher in spirit form than we are. And it is more likely that a lower form of angel or a midwayer would have been transcribing information that they were getting, possibly through the thought adjuster of the sleeping subject, but it was not the sleeping subject's conscious or subconscious which was providing the data. And that distinguishes it between what you might consider to be channeled, which is usually bullshit anyway. So, for those who are stuck on this postulate that the Urantia book was somehow channeled through a sleeping subject, you have been given misinformation. You've been given information that confuses two separate events. During the sessions of the sleeping subject with Dr. Sadler, there were always two other people in presence. Always. Sadler never went alone. In some cases where you have seances or somebody sees a vision of some kind or an apparition, it's usually one person telling you what they saw. There was never a time where Sadler was alone with the patient. There was always a witness. And every person who was involved, Sadler, his wife Lena, Dr. Lena Sadler, their son, Christy Christensen, members of the original commission, contact commission, members of the original 70 forum, none of those people lifted a pencil or in any way added or included any additional information. The only person who would have been in a position to do something like that obviously would have been Sadler, and he wasn't about to throw his reputation on a channeled piece of work that it took him 30 years before he actually was convinced they were authentic. A trained psychologist, and Christy Christensen, who transcribed the original written works into typeset form. So the papers were delivered to Sadler, and Sadler had them typed up. There was no sleeping subject leaving papers at his house that Sadler would pick up every day. There was none of that. There's no evidence of any of it. Sworn testimony. So people like to hang on, and they like to pour new wine into old wineskins. They just can't get away from the mystery. They just always have to have some mysterious, miraculous event connected with something in order to give it spiritual importance. Not this time. This time, the revelators decided they're not going to spend, they're not going to do all these weird tricks and try to amaze people into believing in God. They preferred to have this move about quietly. They're actually trying a different approach. Instead of going through a prophet or giving a vision that gets discombobulated and mixed up because humans have emotions and they have fears, they decided, no, we're not going to do it that way this time. What we're going to do is we're going to give humanity the whole ball of wax. We'll wait until the right opportunity presents itself, where a responsible person can help facilitate this process. Perhaps a responsible group of people can help facilitate this process, but they're not going to be involved in any way with the actual information. And there's nothing in the book that indicates that any human being had anything to do with the Urantia book or the Urantia writings. So, I have never addressed this issue head on, but I saw the comment in Truth Book, and there was an argument that was ensued, and frankly, I felt the whole discussion was a waste of my time, because the person was just adamant and he was stuck, or she was stuck, on this notion of why are Urantia book readers denying that it was channeled works? Well, because it wasn't channeled works. So, anyway, that's the end of that rap. And I hope you can appreciate, you know, if you want to comment, if you want to have a private discussion about it, I'll be happy to do that with you. Send me an email at urantiabookradio@gmail.com. And if you're not kooky crazy and you seem like you want to have an intelligent conversation, maybe we can do that. But come in not with a preconceived, already decided upon idea. Be open to the truth and move away from the human tendency to try to create miracles after common day occurrences. And be grateful that there was a process put in place whereby we would get this information that will eventually change the direction of this planet. We hope. Until next time, just wanted to drop in with a topic that had been on my mind, and I wanted to share it with you. And again, urantiabookradio@gmail.com. Jim Watkins, this is Urantia Radio Podcast.
I see him. He's coming.